Okay, we talk quite a bit about the new media and internet television and all the cool things that are coming along, but there are still some newspapers out there. They seem to be getting a lot thinner, though. And I was walking here in the building and I saw some here in the lobby and really, really looking thin. But it's interesting because some of the older folks, they still want their newspaper, so they'll still come and pick up that newspaper and read it. But it's kind of a shame that it's getting so thin and so lean on content. You almost want to go out and get iPads for these senior citizens and have some kind of training centers to train them to use them and so on. Not that many can't already do it. They are learning. They're learning from their grandkids and so forth. But it seems like this we've got to kind of finish this transition over to the new media and once and for all bury these old media dinosaurs that are so inefficient and that are really not effective anymore. I mean, but the news that you read in the newspaper, it's already old news. I mean, people have already gotten it on the internet the day before or on the television or on the radio or whatever. So really, these are dinosaurs, and they kind of need to be put laid to rest, if you will. After all, why do we need to cut down trees to make these newspapers that people maybe read once or twice, and then they end up in the landfill or they end up being recycled at great cost? So I guess it's time to say goodbye to the newspapers and let them go ahead and die a dignified death, and let's replace them with the new media and all of its capabilities. Anyway, just a few thoughts.